me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat one another. Mazal tov, mazal tov, mazal tov! Tzvi and Lisa were getting married. The date of the wedding was set. It was going to be on Tu B'Shvat, Sunday, February 5th, at the Terrace Hall in Muncie, New York. Lisa comes from Detroit, Michigan, and her family scheduled their plane tickets for Wednesday evening. They wanted to be well-rested and all settled in by the time the wedding starts. They had other relatives from Detroit, Denver, LA, Florida, and of course, lots of family friends from both sides. People had tickets scheduled for Sunday morning. And then there was a bus that was going to be coming from Baltimore, Maryland, and another bus from Boston, Massachusetts. So many guests were coming to share in the joy of the marriage of Lisa and Tzvi. 6 p.m. wedding on Sunday. Don't miss it. It's going to be so joyous and lively and filled with family and friends. On Shabbat afternoon, the day before the wedding, the sky turned very white and the snow began to fall and fall and fall and fall and fall at an extremely fast rate. By the time it was time for Maariv and Havdalah, there were already 6.5 inches of snow on the roads. It turned out that an unexpected blizzard was hitting New York. The snow fell and fell throughout the night. Every hour on the hour, the snow plows went out to clear the roads, followed by the salt trucks. Highways were closed. Flights were canceled. Airports were closed. The only cars that were allowed on the road, as announced by the police, were the following. Subaru Outbacks are allowed. They have an all-wheel drive system that will make it okay in cases of emergency. If you have a Jeep Wrangler, those are known for their off-road capabilities. If there's an emergency or a very important reason to drive, you can be on the road with those, and the same for a Toyota Land Cruiser. Otherwise, please, we request that people stay home safe and sound. It was Sunday morning. There was a whopping 3 feet of snow on the ground. The trucks kept coming and the roads were slippery. The salt was being dropped on the roads and the snow was now tapering off, but still coming down. Airports remained closed, highways remained closed. And a few neighbors of the family said, "We're gonna get to work. We have some unity work to do and some mitzvah work to do so that Tzvi and Lisa can have a beautiful, joyous wedding." The neighbors posted in a chat, "Please let friends know if they have vehicles that are safe to drive on the road. We need their help. We're looking to transport a photographer and a florist. We're looking to transport the caterer and help them get to the hall. We need musicians to get to the hall. Please answer this text immediately." Other friends and neighbors said to Tzvi and Lisa, "You don't worry about a thing. We're taking care of everything. Just relax and you're going to have the most beautiful wedding that you can imagine. Leave it to us. We are all working together." After they had the drivers' names, some neighbors started calling local florists. Other neighbors were calling local musicians and others local photographers and caterers. Here's how most of those conversations went. "Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Hi, we know it's a really unexpected day. We imagine that if you had a job far away today, you're not going to be able to get there. Absolutely correct. There's no way we can get there. They're looking for local options. That's exactly what we're doing. We're looking for a local option. If we come pick you up, can you come to the wedding? We have a wedding at Valley Terrace. It's scheduled for 6 p.m. Can you come? You'll have a job. It'll benefit everybody. Yes, I'd love to. That was the first call. That was to the florist. The next call was made to the musician. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Hi, we know what a crazy day it is. Yes, it is. This is a blizzard like one I could never remember before. We're assuming you have a job, but would you be willing to come and do a local job and we'll do a swap instead? Absolutely. Within 2 hours, the caterer, the florist, the musician, the photographer were all lined up, and the volunteers with the all-wheel drive vehicles that were great in all terrains went to pick them up. So the hall was getting all set up for the Chatan and Kala, for Tzvi and Lisa. Next on the checklist of things to do to make this wedding as joyous as possible in a blizzard was to get some guests to come, to show up, to dance, to sing, to eat, to share in the joy of Tzvi and Lisa. Word was sent out in all the chats in the local neighborhoods, letting people know. Well, I'd like to introduce you to Zadie Moe. Zadie Moe is 93 years old and loves nothing more than dancing for a bride and groom at their wedding. Zadie Moe was just waking up from his afternoon nap when he heard a ping on his phone. And there was a message, a text message. We're looking for people to dance for a chatan and kala, a bride and groom named Tzvi and Lisa. Please let us know if you can come. Zadie Moe said, I just took such a great nap. I have all my energy. I can do my special dance now for this bride and groom. Zadie Moe jumped out of bed and started practicing his dance, moving his arms and his legs to the beautiful music, and his feet and his arms and his smiling face, because he knew how to make brides and grooms so happy. His favorite part was to dance for them during Ketzad Meraktim, a special dancing part of the wedding. Meanwhile, in another house, Clara received the same text. Bing! Clara was famous for having the best breakdance moves. She loved to stand right in front of the kala and do all of her moves, and everybody's eyes would be popping out. Wow, look at those amazing moves. And everybody would clap along and be so happy for the bride as Clara did her moves. Clara said, I'm in. If somebody can get me to this wedding, I'll be there. And let's not forget about Daniel. Daniel is 11 years old and he received a juggling set for Hanukkah and has been practicing ever since. Daniel is up to 6 balls plus being able to eat an apple at the same time. Mommy, Abba, can I please go to this wedding that you're talking about? I want to bring so much joy to Tzvi and to Lisa. Of course you can. Of course you can. That will be great. The text was being forwarded from person to person to person, and every person that received the text wanted as best they could to join in this wedding of Tzvi and Lisa. The blizzard wedding on Tu B'Shvat in the Valley Terrace. There was a whole driving squad that set up maps and routes to pick up various guests from nearby neighborhoods to come to the wedding. A man named Ori was the main coordinator of the drivers. His phone didn't stop pinging all day. Yes, you could pick up these four passengers. Their houses are near one another. Yes, you'll take group three. You take group four. And he was so skilled at organizing the information and creating routes. Zadie Moe lived on top of a big hill. Zadie Moe said, Ori, we're not sure we're going to be able to get you, but we're going to do our absolute best. Zadie Moe said, I'm wearing my dancing shoes and I've been practicing dancing ever since I woke up from my nap. Please, please, I'm so excited to come. I'll be waiting near my door. I really hope you're able to make it. Oh, what a relief. They were able to get Zadie Moe. He changed into his boots, slowly walking to the car, escorted by the driver. Yes, Zadie Moe is going to be able to do his dance. Clara was picked up by a different driver. Danielle by another. Avi by another. So many guests were on their way to this wedding. 6 o'clock came. Zvi and his family were at the hall. Lisa and her family were at the hall. They were finishing taking pictures. And slowly, one by one, people were walking inside the hall. They were walking slowly, not to slip. But tens and tens and tens of people were coming. It was 100 people. Another car pulled up, dropped off 4 more people. Another car pulled up, dropped off another 4 people. People were practically dancing as they entered the hall. They were so excited. They didn't know Zvi. They did not know Lisa. Most of them didn't even know anybody else at the wedding. But everybody was coming together like one in unity, because we are one, to dance, to join with Zvi and Lisa. The guests enjoyed the food at the smorgasbord, went to the chuppah, and then, after the rest of the pictures were taken, the dancing began in the main ballroom. And this was dancing like you've never seen before. Joy like you never felt before. People were holding hands while they were dancing, and a woman would look to her right and say to the woman next to her, "Hi, are you here from the bride's side or the groom's side? The chassan's side or the kala's side?" And she smiled and said, "I'm here for both sides, because I didn't know anybody before, but now I feel like I'm related to everybody in this room, including you." And then the woman looked at her left and said, "Where are you from?" She said, "I'm from 7 blocks away, and I'm so happy to be here." Everybody felt so united, so together. It was the happiest wedding, filled with singing and dancing and joy. Daniel did his juggling act. Clara did her break dancing. And everybody was so excited when Zadie Moe stood up and did his best dance that he had ever done before in his life. By the time the wedding was over at 11 p.m., the roads were actually clear. The snow had stopped. As everybody left the wedding, they felt like they were flying on cloud 9. Their joy, their unity, their feeling of togetherness was so incredible. Everybody at this wedding felt like one. And Zvi and Lisa were so overjoyed. They said to one another, "What a beautiful way to start our marriage, with our closest family and with complete strangers. This is the kind of home and marriage that we want to build. One where we are so close and giving to our own family, and that we feel the closeness of complete strangers as well. In this week's Parsha, we learn that in the third month after Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, which is the month of Sivan, the Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. And it tells us that they traveled from Rephidim. Vayis'u me'Rephidim, vayavo'u Midbar Sinai, vayachanu ba'Midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. Two questions. Why does it tell us that they traveled from Rephidim and that they came to Midbar Sinai? And why is the beginning of the pasuk in plural that they traveled and they came and they camped? And then it says that they encamped like one neged ha'har. The Kli Akar explains that we weren't just traveling in a physical way. We weren't just walking from Rephidim to Midbar Sinai. We were actually walking in a spiritual way. We were walking away from arguing and from machloket, and we were walking towards togetherness. In Rephidim, we were weakened, and that is why we were attacked in Rephidim by Amalek. Now we're walking to a new place with a new headset, with our hearts saying, we're going to get along. We're going to be like one. Rashi explains that V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har, in this place, even though we were almost 3 million people, we felt like one. Feeling like one doesn't mean that everybody has to agree. It just means that everybody has to love each other and know that we are one family and we take care of one another. And that is why Tzvi and Lisa had the most beautiful, beautiful wedding that you can imagine, because everybody that came to their wedding felt like one with them and made an effort to go out in a snowstorm to make sure that their wedding would be absolutely beautiful. And that's a lesson that we can all learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.